Mickey Powellison is going to share with us this morning from the Word of God and from her heart. Vicki.
Our first song this morning is Hosanna. And I just wanted to remind us a little bit on Palm Sunday of what that's all about. And I found this and I thought I would read it this morning. Our English word Hosanna comes from a Greek word, Hosanna, which comes from a Hebrew phrase, Hoshea no. And that Hebrew phrase is found in one solitary place in the whole Old Testament, Psalm 118:25, where it means, save, please. It is a cry to God for help, like when somebody pushes out off the diving board before you can swim, and you come up hollering, help, save me, Hoshea na. But something happened to that phrase. The meaning changed over the years. In the psalm, it was immediately followed by the exclamation, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The cry for help, Hoshea na, was answered almost before it came out of the psalmist's mouth. And over the centuries, the phrase Hoshea na stopped being a cry for help in the ordinary language of the Jews. Instead, it became a shout of hope and exaltation. It used to mean, save, please. But gradually it came to mean salvation. Salvation has come. It used to be what you would say when you fell off the diving board, but it came to be what you would say when you see the lifeguard coming to save you. It is the bubbling over of a heart that sees hope and joy and salvation on the way and can't keep it in. So Hosanna means hooray for salvation. It's coming. It's here. And Hosanna to the Son of David means, the Son of David is our salvation. Hooray for the King. Salvation belongs to the King. So when we sing Hosanna now, let's make it very personal. Let's make it our praise and our confidence. The Son of David has come. He has saved us from guilt and fear and hopelessness. Salvation belongs to our God and to the Son. Hosanna. Can you stand with us?